Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of Fresh Titans with myself, Shekwan, where I have the pleasure of interviewing men and women in their professional capacity and men and women that have done amazing or great work for themselves. Today, I'm honored to have the pleasure of speaking to a great man who has truly done amazing for himself, and we are here to soak up as much as we can from him and probably just a little bit of motivation to keep, you know, pushing forth and pursuing whatever goals and dreams we have for ourselves. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Salomo Hay, who was recently appointed interim managing director of Agro Marketing and Trade Agency, AMTA, and we just want to pick his brain and get to know him a little bit more. Good morning, Mr. Salomo. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. Good, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get right into it. Hey, everyone has a starting point. So I want to know from you, what is that one job that you did, probably in high school, like, you know, school holidays, whatever it is, that a lot of people just don't know that this might have been his starting point in your life?
Well, so I was born in the village, but raised in Windhoek. So what then happened is I used to be in boarding, and on holidays I would work as a packer at Pick and Pay in town. So I used to wear those green coats. I would pack and then push trolleys. So that's where we started, right at the bottom.
But we wanted to pick your brain a little bit as well, just, you know, to share your portfolio with us briefly. You know, I think also maybe people also have a little bit of an understanding as to why you were considered for this position to head AMTA.
Well, again, I had the privilege of working outside of Namibia. I used to work for a research outfit called economist.co.za. At the time, we used to service fund managers called TSEC. They were based in Johannesburg, Sandton. So, and there I got to be exposed to the real sector of the economy. So that gave me a real understanding of how the economy functions. And by understanding the real sector, one is then able to make better informed decisions in terms of where growth will come from.
True.
Yeah. So what then happened thereafter was, again, I had the privilege of working for the National Treasury in South Africa, and I was responsible for the electricity sector.
Okay, how long were you in that role for?
In the Treasury role, I was there for 2 years, and there I was the deputy director, and I was responsible for the energy mix and the energy white paper. Obviously, when I came back home, I worked for the Bank of Namibia. I was then responsible for the financial sector strategy, the 10-year action plan in transforming the sector. And then I came to the end of the whole story, where I thought that it's time for me to pursue my entrepreneurial dreams.
And when was this?
This is around 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I left the Bank of Namibia. We set up a fund management business, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, hey?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, in this new role that you have been trusted with, right, what is your main objective? Just one objective that you have?
Look, I think first you need to have appreciation for where AMTA is coming from. And I think the first thing really is to steady the ship in terms of making sure that the first things, we need to get the operating model efficiency in place. We need to make sure that we are able to meet the mandate of AMTA. Secondly is to make sure that we are marketing these products in terms of subsistence farmers,
bringing
them into the mainstream, so that we can make their products competitive and fetch the best price for them. Our thirdly, value addition, to be able to make sure that the tomatoes that we export, to what extent can we then move over towards manufacturing, where we start making fruit juice. You've got carrots that we are producing. To what extent can we make carrot Namibian juice out of that?
Yes. Okay, no, that's a really good point. So I'm actually resonating a lot with what you're saying right now, because I was actually working in Ogwendiva for around about 2 years or so at Omalanga Meals. Yeah, so so I know about AMTA.
Okay.
And so what I wanted to ask is, you have so much going on, right? And so many roles that you obviously, so many hats and roles that you have in your life. So how do you find the balance between your life, isn't like personal life, and your work?
Well, I don't lead a very complicated life.
Okay.
I think I try and keep it as simplicity, as simple as possible. I mean, I've got I'm married. I've got two wonderful kids, a boy and a girl.
Mm.
So they keep me grounded.
Yeah.
And I support Arsenal. Mm. So that's a different
not
stress.
I'm disappointed.
It's a different stress. But in any case, so,
yes.
I mean, look, I try by all means to make sure I get what I need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 24 hours in a day.
Mm.
And I try to utilize those 24 hours.
Best you can.
Yes, I optimize it. And
yeah.
By that I mean family, work, and still have time for leisure.
Yeah, yeah. And supporting Arsenal.
Yeah,
intentionally
yeah.
Looking for stress. But oh, that's fine, no judgment. So let's just final words from you right now. We have boys who are probably listening or girls listening right now from wherever, you know, like your hometown or your village or wherever it is that you're from, right? That might hear your story and really understand where you actually come from and how you build yourself. So what motivation would you give to them to ultimately get to where they are right now, where they probably just don't have much to start with, to ultimately getting to where you are?
Yeah, look, we all have our own different journeys, and I think it's important to understand that my story will never be your story.
True.
It's important to let people know that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
We all come from humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
You must have above average dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And you must pursue them.
Yeah.
There's no one coming to save you on a white horse, with an arm and a white horse.
White horse, yes.
Yes. We have to make sure that we pursue our dreams. Namibia is a country where excellence will prevail. At times it takes a while. Don't be despondent. Don't give up. The trick is really to keep going. Our story is no different from any other black child out there. It's a story of perseverance. It's a story of dedication.
Yeah.
And it's we come from far.
Yeah.
And subsequently, nothing will come easy. But the trick really is to keep going.
Never give up. Yeah. Hey, like anyone can give up on you, but don't give up on yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Salomohe, and good luck with your new role. We can't wait to see what you do with the team or how you, I don't know, achieve all those goals that you set for yourself, hey? But yes, that is all the time that we had for Fresh Titans for this week. Tune in next week, Thursday at 7:15 to find out who I'm going to be talking to next.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.